Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the state and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
All right, and what state are you registered to vote?
Arizona.
Arizona, all right. What year were you born in?
2003.
2003, all right. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote at all?
It's time that I wrote that I will vote.
All right, almost certain. So if you had to pick one, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Probably like healthcare.
All right. So healthcare. All right. So now thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I did not vote last year.
Did not vote? All right, no worries. So thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. So thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Probably independent Robert.
All right. So some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. So regardless of who you plan to vote for, could you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale of 0 to 100, where 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and a 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. So the first one is Joe Biden.
Probably.
All right, so if you could rate it, what number do you think you would rate it?
Probably a 6.
A 6? Oh, just, is that what you said? A 6?
Yeah, wait, what did you mean by rating?
So if you could, like, kind of rate the probability of you voting for them on a scale of 0 to 100, what would you, like, rate Joe Biden?
Probably a 60.
60? All right. And what about Donald Trump?
I'll do 80 on Trump.
80 on Trump, all right. So thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
Republican Carrie.
All right. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Maybe Joe Biden.
Joe Biden somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more. All right. So now if you could please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. So first one is, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Yeah.
All right. So would you say you like strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
All right. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Wait, can you repeat that again?
Yeah. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Yeah. Somewhat agree.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the U.S. for over 10 years.
I strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
I strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Somewhat, yeah, strongly agree.
Strongly agree. All right. So now if you could please tell me if President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you much less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or would make no difference when supporting him. So the first one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, for sure. No worries. So a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely to support him?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Likely more.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yeah, more likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Yeah, more likely. Much more likely.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yeah, more likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Yeah, much more likely.
Much more likely, all right. And a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Yeah, much more likely.
Much more likely, all right. So now if you could please indicate whether you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following statements. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, massive racial deportations of migrants.
Very concerning.
All right. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
What were the answers again?
So the options are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned.
And what was the question again?
Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed the bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
A little concerned.
All right. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Very concerning.
Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in the communities.
Very concerning.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Can you repeat it again, please?
Yeah. Joe Biden...
Yeah.
Democrats have failed to deliver and earn popular support immigrants who have been disastrous.
Somewhat concerning.
Somewhat concerning, all right. I'm going to read you different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like if you could tell me which approach comes close to your own views. So the first one is, Donald Trump's claim must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in the country. While Joe Biden says that we must be aware that we must cross the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years.
I'm sorry, it's very hard to understand you. You keep cutting off.
Oh, can you hear me good?
Kinda, yeah.
All right. Well, would you like me to read it again?
Yes, please.
All right. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country for. While Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. So which approach comes closer to your own view?
Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, somewhat closer or much closer?
Much closer.
All right. So after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'll probably stick with the independent Robert Kennedy.
Independent? All right. So as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yeah, I do.
All right. So would that be like a friend, a coworker, an acquaintance, a family member, or would you prefer to not specify?
It'd be family members.
Family member? All right. So in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? So you can just kind of tell me all the ones that you do use. And the list goes TikTok, any Spanish language radio programs, Instagram, Fox News Channel or websites, MSNBC or CNN or some other major news network channels or websites, Facebook, YouTube, OAN or Newsmax, WhatsApp, Univision or Telemundo.
I do TikTok and I do CNN.
TikTok and CNN. All right. So finally, now I just have the last few questions. I just want to thank you so much for staying here so far. Now, which are some of the last questions that are just for statistical purposes, and they're like really short ones. So from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage from?
Their heritage? Like as in country or what?
Yeah, like do they come from like, I don't know, like maybe Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, or like Dominican Republic?
It's Mexico.
Mexico? All right. So, were you born on the United States mainland or, like, on the island of Puerto Rico or some other country?
I was born in the United States.
All right. And were either your parents born on, like, the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Yeah, they were both born in Mexico.
All right. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Do you speak, like, always Spanish, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally? Or, like,
more
English?
Spanish than English?
More Spanish than English, all right. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
A Democrat.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Thinking in political terms, would you say you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
It was 2021.
All right, but kind of what was the last year of, like, schooling that you did? Like, were you, like, a high school graduate? Did you do some college?
I did somewhat college, but I finished with a high school diploma.
All right. All right, perfect. So what is your religion? That is, if you participate in any religions.
I'm Catholic.
Catholic, all right. And finally, just for verification purposes, my supervisor, may I have your first name, just your first name, please?
It's Anna.
Anna, all right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Anna. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So could we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study that we may contact in the future? And feel free to say no if you want to. No worries.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So would that be a yes then?
Yes, sir.
All right. You can do a survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.